Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Amberland. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and it is my privilege and honor to be your co-host on this Sunday night national business building call with Brian LaFleur. I'm so privileged to be able to help Brian on these calls every single Sunday, and I'm also excited for the speakers that we choose to be on with us on Sunday night. I'm really particularly excited this week because this gentleman that I'm about to introduce and bring on, he happens to be a really good friend of mine. Known him for a few years now, and I've seen his success in this business. And let me tell you, he's moving and shaking, has a long list of awards that he has received throughout the years in Ambit Energy. And Ambit just doesn't give the awards out to anybody. These are people that are really out there moving and shaking and building their Ambit Energy business. So he's a co-founder's Impact Award winner, Ronnie Kirkland's Perseverance Award winner, Pure Energy A-List Award. He's also a fast track executive, which means he promoted to executive consultant within a year and a half. So that's pretty fast. Comma Club member, Success from Home magazine articles he's been featured in, and also he's been a featured trainer and speaker at our national conference Ambition. So without further ado, please help me welcome my good friend from Brewster, New York, executive consultant Jeff Rollins. Jeff, can you hear me?
I can, David. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. Thank you so much for taking time off your Sunday.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's an exciting time. And, I'm always privileged to be asked to be part of this call. This is something that I have, plugged in for, the 12 years I've been into this business. And it always, just brings information that will help you build your business. So I'm always challenged to make sure that I'm going to bring information that's going to, put us all in the position that we can do better. And, I was talking with Brian, and, I wanted to just talk a little bit about where we're at with Ambit Energy and what I've been doing. I think the heart of our business is building your codes. Every time we move to a new code, we have to build our code. Your code doesn't start until you start to personally sponsor within that code. So you can promote from marketing consultant to regional consultant. You might get a title regional consultant, but your code has not begun until you start to personally sponsor. And, over the last year and a half, we've all been challenged by just a horrific situation and, a pandemic that's just spread across the world. And a lot of people in a lot of different ways have been touched by that. But I particularly think how people have been touched is in the sense of what they're thinking about, what their vocation is now. Maybe they were challenged. Maybe they were laid off. Maybe they decided that they weren't going to subscribe to getting a vaccine, let's say, and they were let go of their job. There's been so many reasons why people have been misplaced, unsure of their future and where they are. And I think that just breeds an amazing opportunity for us. And, I started saying, if we're going to build our business, and you could just see what's happening. I mean, Vistra and Ambit, in my opinion, just have never had an opportunity. The rocket has been on the launch pad. It's been prepped, but it's never gotten a chance to take off due to the circumstances of what happened in Ambit Energy. I mean, in basically October 31st, the transaction went through of 2019 for Vistra Energy to acquire Ambit Energy. So I want you to think about something for a minute. They buy our company for close to $500 million. They have to sort out the corporate situation. They had purchased a couple of the companies, I think two or three, if not more, companies in the same year. And, if you look at a structure of a corporation outside of the network marketing model, you don't need two accounting departments. You don't need two legal departments. You don't need two HR departments. You don't need two of everything. So what had happened is certain people from Ambit Energy were given their notice. They were given severance packages. They were asked to stay on through February of 2019 into 2020. So, you know, they were just sorting things out and, you know, things just didn't get a chance to go. And then, you know, the first cases of COVID-19 started hitting in January and February of 2020, and just boom, there we were in this major shutdown. I mean, we have just got an announcement tonight that our students in the public schools are going to be given the mask option of not having to wear a mask on Wednesday of this coming week. And our kids are excited. Now, my daughter's 16. She's the youngest daughter of five. And she's been through this whole pandemic. And she's in public school. And she wears a mask on an average of 10 to 12 to sometimes 13 hours a day. She gets on the bus at 7 in the morning. She's in a major production in a play of Footloose. She finishes school. And then goes to play practice and has to wear a mask. So it's been a major burden for them. But I just think everybody is unsure and unfit. So how does this relate? So Ambit Energy and Vistra Energy married, but, you know, it's almost like they are still in a courtship and they haven't had a chance to take off. And it was what an amazing event we had in Malvern, Pennsylvania, back on the 8th. They did the first Ambit on the road. We just had a great group of people. We had close to 50 people there. You know, just people from Pittsburgh, from Baltimore. I heard Cindy Underwood on this call. And great leader from the Baltimore area, Shelley Weems, and Dr. Nancy from upstate New York. ECs that are traveling 3 hours, 4 hours to go to a meeting because they know the importance of getting together and doing what we're doing. So they got involved and they plugged in. And then I know they had some great events in Chicago, in Springfield with Lapita Flores and Mir and again in Chicago with about the same numbers. And it's starting to erupt. And what's going to drive this is personally sponsoring people into your current code. And I want you to think about something for a minute. I mean, I decided I was going to talk about this because I'm not a big fan of not practicing what you preach. So I personally sponsored 4 people in the last week of the promotion, 3 from the state of Connecticut and 1 from the state of Illinois. I have some more people that are on the hook and ready to get in different parts of the country, a couple from Pennsylvania. I was just in Philadelphia for the weekend visiting my oldest daughter and my second oldest daughter, their husbands, and my grandson. Just looking around and talking to people and connecting with people, you know, it's just such a breath of fresh air to connect with people. You know, it's time for us to practice what we preach. It's time to go out there and personally sponsor and help people to get customers so that we can show our teams, not tell our teams, what we need to do. I mean, if you get out there and you start to personally sponsor, I mean, I'm going to work my hardest for these 4 people to go out and get their customers. And, you know, with a situation of being in triple bonus, if they go out and get a handful of customers, 7 customers, as an executive consultant, you can put a lot of money in your pocket and you can show your team and highlight that. So the importance of building your base, building your code, is the heartline to this business. I want you to think about something for a minute. I mean, there's only a certain amount of people that are going to go from one level to the next level. So if you're in a situation where you're personally sponsoring people in your code, if you're an executive consultant, you know, you're going to be able to work these people through all the way to senior consultant and then executive consultant. And that puts a tremendous amount of coded people into your organization. And the way that the structure is built, those people, and as they build depth, they're just going to build a tremendous residual income. And what's so exciting about what's happening is, you know, Vistra Energy is really, really excited about Ambit Energy. And, you know, I know some people have some doubts about that, and they're wondering, is that really true, and could that be really the situation? But it is. And, you know, I was blessed to be asked, me and TM Bui were asked to speak at the quarterly sales meeting that they have for Vistra Energy. And it's the first time that any consultants from Ambit Energy have addressed all of the sales components of Vistra Energy. So on Tuesday, there's going to be a sales meeting, a Zoom, and myself and Tian are going to train all the spaces of sales in Vistra Energy. Now, I never knew what that was and what that looked like, but you know, there's sales channels from the Dominican Republic and from different countries and all sorts of different channels. I was blessed to be able to take a tour of the Vistra headquarters right before COVID hit. Myself and Brian were asked to come down and speak at the EC Fly, the last EC Fly they did. And we took a tour of the Vistra headquarters, and just amazing what this company's about. So think about this for a second. They are asking Ambit Energy consultants to address and be keynote speakers in front of all the other sales spaces in Vistra Energy. They have spaces in telemarketing. They have spaces in direct sales. They have spaces in all different avenues of the retail part of their business. And this is an exciting time, because they want to know and find out the leadership skills and what Ambit Energy's done. They bought this baby and they're behind it, and they want it to grow. And the only way that we're going to make that happen is if we get out there and start to do the dirty work. You know, I can't tell you how many people I had to call back and follow up with to get four people to enroll in my business. I mean, that's just the numbers. So what do we need to do? We need to go back, and we need to go back to basics. We need to build a list. I mean, it's the heartline of our business. We talked about it all the time. We used to say, you need to develop a strong why. And then the second thing on the list, you needed to build a list, because your inventory is people. But I truly believe, guys, that your list is tremendously more robust than it's ever been before. You can call back people that you spoke to before, because circumstances have changed dramatically in people's lives over the last 2 years. People that were very secure in their jobs aren't sure about their jobs anymore. I mean, right now in the area that I'm in, New York, there are a tremendous amount of people that have been working remotely for the last 2 years, and now their companies are wanting to call them back into New York City to work. And right now, under the current circumstances of New York City, people just aren't comfortable with riding subways and doing, because there's been just an amazing uptick in people being robbed and just different stuff going on in the subways, and it's just a really challenging time right now. So those people are thinking, well, man, what can I do? If there's an alternative where I don't have to go into the city and I can have a part-time stream of income coming into my space here, and I could pick up a job that might pay a little less, but it wouldn't have me traveling into the city, that's happening right now. People in different parts of the country in the industries in oil and refining and all that kind of stuff. There's been some heavy regulations put on those in Ohio and in Pennsylvania and some of the great states that we're in. And people are looking for alternative ways to make money. So guys, we need to get down to business. We need to show Vistra Energy that their investment in Ambit Energy and their decision to buy Ambit Energy was the best decision they have ever made. We want to show them that the Ambit Energy component of gathering customers is going to be the number one component to putting customers into the Vistra family of customers. And with everything that we have to offer now and the different spaces that we can put people in, I mean, there's just no better way. But it starts with you. It starts with you rebuilding your list. It starts with you following up with people that you haven't spoken to in a while. And then it starts with you getting involved in building relationships. I mean, the people that I sponsored into the business are people that I've built relationships with that I didn't particularly know real well, but it was either on Facebook or LinkedIn or somebody that I met. It's about getting out there and meeting with people. I met a gentleman today, went to bring my daughter to go get her haircut. I was in the mall, so I walked across, and there's a new store. It's almost like a Top Golf, but it's smaller. It's called a Golf Lounge, and you go into here, and they have a bar, and they serve food, and they have these different things. You know, it's like $60 an hour, and you can put four people, and you hit golf balls into a simulated screen and basically do an 18-hole golf course. And I spoke. I went in just to kind of check it out, and someone approached me and said, "Hey, how you doing? Can I help you?" And I got talking with the guy, and he's the owner, and he owns three of them, and he's opening up two more. He owns one in Westchester and Orange and Fairfield County, and I got his business card, and we're going to talk next week. I asked him if he'd be open to networking, and he said absolutely. You know, it's time to get back out and start to meet people. It's time to start building your list, carrying around a notebook or business cards. And just, you know, if you get into the mindset that you're going to build your business and personally put people in the business, that starts the motion of you being able to meet the right people. I believe that God puts the people in our path that we need at that time in our life. But there is a component of actually having an auto-suggestion that Napoleon Hill talked about in his book, Think and Grow Rich, and actually playing it out prior to you actually meeting someone. You know, just you know, making a declaration, writing it down, and saying, you know what, this week I am going to meet the right person that's going to be in front of me to get into my business. It's going to take me to the next level. If you're a senior consultant in this business, you need to go to executive consultant. If you're an executive consultant like myself, I need to go to national consultant. And how am I going to do that? I'm not going to do it by relying on people that just have are in a space where they're not moving. For just different circumstances, it's going to be created by putting new people into your business and building wide so that you can build depth in your business, because the width is for the profitability, and the depth is for security. And when you can build depth in legs and you can go wide, that's the way it is. And most of the people in this business that have built huge businesses are at least 100 wide. At least 100 wide. Now, I've personally sponsored 74 people into this business, so I got 28 people to go before I'm 100 wide. So out of these next 30 people I put into the business, there's going to be one or two people there that are going to build a substantial business and kick off senior consultants and kick off regional consultants and promote people to executive consultant in those legs. But you're going to have to put in those amount of people to get a few people that want to really go out and change their lives. And we all know how to do it. I really believe that everybody on this call, unless you're brand new, and if you are brand new, we have a system in place, and you're going to promote from marketing consultant to regional to senior to executive. But the people that I hear on this call, we already know what to do. It's a question of making a declaration to yourself that you're going to build a new list of people, and it might be a list of people that you that are old and new. You're going to start to have an eye open for people when you're on Facebook and you're scrolling through Facebook. Just don't scroll. I mean, I got off of Facebook from September 25th up until recently. I'm back on it now. But I've been very conscious about what I'm doing on Facebook. And instead of wasting time, I'm on LinkedIn a lot more than I'm on Facebook. But I'm making friends. I'm liking people's posts. I'm making comments on people's posts. because I want to build relationships. And when you build relationships, then you're more likely to find out more about people. And you ask questions, and you inquire, and you generally care about what's going on with people. They're going to tell you, and they're going to let you know what's going on in their lives. And that's going to open you up to having conversations and asking them if they'd be open to taking a look at something that you might have that can help to solve their personal situation. See, when you ask a question and you find out information and you can offer a solution to the challenges that people have, one of those solutions could be just helping somebody out. I mean, you know, for instance, you know, make friends with neighbors. I have a neighbor of mine, great couple. They have two daughters. One graduated from high school last year with my son, and one's graduating this year. Their father got a liver transplant, and he was on dialysis for 6 years. I didn't even know that. I knew the guy. He never even mentioned. Super, super guy. But I noticed over the last like 4 or 5 weeks that when it snowed out, he would normally be right out there and he'd be shoveling his driveway. So just unconsciously, our driveways were right next to each other. I just, you know, shoveled his side and just took care of it. I didn't even know that what I was doing. But his wife came over one day and she said, did you shovel our driveway? And I said, yeah, you know, it wasn't such a big deal. And I live in like a village setting where both of our driveways almost have the same opening. And it wasn't a big deal. I just did it. And she said, well, you know, my husband's been sick and he's been in the hospital. And then he had a little complication. He had to have a stent put in. So I went to Pennsylvania this weekend, and unfortunately I left on Thursday night to beat a snowstorm that was coming in, and it snowed. But this winter we've had some really strange winter where it rains and snows at the same time, and then it gets cold. So it was like an ice, like 4 or 5 inches of snow, and then it got rained down and it froze, solid ice on all everyone's driveway. But you know what? I was away, and this guy, brother came over, and they plowed my driveway for me. And I'm building relationships with these people, and I haven't told them about my business yet. They don't even probably know what I do. But you know what? I'm to the point right now, I'm comfortable enough right now to say, hey, you know what? I don't know if this is something you'd be interested in, but I'm looking for some good people, and I'm going to show them the business. But it's been a year and a half before I've built enough rapport and talked to them that I'm really excited about showing them what I'm doing. But who do you know that you haven't talked to yet? Who do you know that their circumstances have changed? Who do you know that was affected by COVID in the sense of their vocation and just might not want to go back to where they are? Who do you know that's been affected by the oil industry being heavily regulated right now, pipelines being shut down in Ohio and Pennsylvania and all that stuff? Who do you know that was lost their job because they just didn't want to get vaccinated or had a religious exemption that wasn't accepted? I mean, these are new categories that we've never had before to address people about our business. And I think that's so important that we reevaluate that, because if you're going to commit to personally sponsoring people and commit to getting them into the business, you're going to need to commit to then helping them to build a business. And that's what I'm doing right now with my four new people, which I'm excited about. One guy's from Illinois, and I told him if he goes out and promotes to regional consultant, I'm going to come out and visit him and do some meetings for him, and we'd love to go out and spend some time with Lupita and her group and the group that is in the Chicago area. I'm ready to get out and get back on the road. I'm excited about what's going on with Ambit Energy. I'm excited about getting new people started in our business, and that's what it's going to take to go out and build your business. So, guys, we all know what to do, don't we? We all know that you're going to have to make some phone calls. You're going to have to follow up with people. But I know what's really exciting now is because of technology and because of the new app and everything that we have is and Zoom presentations, you know, we can take the first step on showing the plan to people in a much more efficient way. And so, I mean, I really don't believe that, and I know you can build your business totally online because there's some great leaders in Ebbett Energy that have done it. I mean, a guy like John Drew that just totally built his business online, and that's awesome. But I really truly believe that the face-to-face and touching base with people is where you build the relationships and build a long-term team of people that are going to build relationships and ultimately in the network marketing model, it's the big events and it's the teams that are built that really what drives your business in a long term. So, but the element of being able to show the business through Zoom is a great first touch. I mean, how many people on this call have driven an hour and a half to go meet with somebody and they didn't show up? And it was a soft relationship. You didn't know them and you were just going to show them the business. So the presentations online really bridge that gap and allow you to show the business to somebody in the initial, and then you can go meet with them. And then you can go show them the business. I mean, 3 out of the 4 people that I just sponsored in the business, I've never met before face to face. I talked to them on social media. We talked. They got onto a Zoom presentation that myself and executive consultant Jamma do on Thursday nights. And I want to go and meet with these people and build a relationship. I feel like I know them, but I've never met them before in person. So that's my next step, is to actually go to meet with them and show them that I care, show them that I want to help them build a business. And these are important elements to our business. So use the components, use the new app, use Zoom. You have the advanced Ambit Live that you can do live presentations on now, and you can send stuff to it. And you know what? For you maybe over 40s and you're a little intimidated because it's an app and you don't know technology, don't worry about it, because you know anyone under 40 doesn't even look at it as being a challenge. I mean, one of the guys that got signed up in the business, he signed up, he got on the app, didn't even have to do anything with them. He started sending acknowledgments to people and asking them to take a look at the business and inquiring about them being customers. I didn't have to do anything. I don't even know how to do it yet, and he knows how to do it. So these things, these elements that we put false thoughts in our head that technology is a weakness for us or anything like that, it's not for most people. It might be for you personally, but if I can do it, you can do it. There's no question about that. But it's not a situation where most people struggle, because it's a natural thing. So. Guys, let's recap here. If we're going to build Ambit Energy in a huge way, we need to go out and we need to personally sponsor. We need to get out there and do the dirty work. And ultimately, we're looking for warm market people that can use their sphere of influence and build a business. But you might have to go through some numbers to some people that you don't know. You might have to talk to some people that you don't know to find the people that have large groups of people that they know. So rebuild your list. Take the time over the next couple of days and just start to physically write down a list. I mean, I'm a list guy. I write everywhere. I have books. I have lists. If you're a computer person, but re-list it. And then start to relate that list to social media and where these people are at. Are they on Twitter? Are they on Facebook? Or do you need to call them actually on a regular phone? And then start to ask some questions. Just your first contact with them, don't just jump down, hey, I want you to get into my business. Start, hey, how have you been? How'd you fend through this COVID thing? What's going on? And just listen. Ask questions and listen. And what's going to happen is people are going to actually tell you the things you need to know. And then you can say, hey, well, I don't know if you would be open, but I'd love to show you what I'm working on. It might be something that can help you out. And you'd be surprised how many people right now are just on their knees at night praying for an opportunity to come along, and you have it. You have that opportunity, and you need to share it. So get out there and start sharing the opportunity. I think God willing, we're past the real worldwide situation with COVID. I think we understand it now. We know the high-risk areas. We know who needs to be careful and who doesn't. And I think what's going to happen is come next month or the month after, there's going to be a lot of people just looking up. Things have gone up. Inflation's up. And people are just looking to make extra income. You know, it costs more at the grocery store. It costs more at the gas pump. These are talking points that you can talk to people about getting started in your Amber Energy business. And then we have the technology. We have the backing of this. I mean, everything's lined up. It's the question is, are you going to go to work? Are you going to make some phone calls? Are you going to deal with the same things of people not showing up, people promising they'll come, people saying they want to work, but they don't want to work, and then finding one or two people that want to change their life, and all of a sudden, next year you're going to look up, and you're going to be on this call, and you're going to be talking about what you did, and it's only because you just went to work, and you put a couple of people in the business, and you got them to get started, and all of a sudden you found somebody like a David Nunes that just is committed and wants to build a business, or a TM Bowie, or a John Drew, all different types of people that built their business in a different way, a Ray Monty, a Jay Emma. They're all out there, but you're going to have to go through numbers of people that never do anything to find the right people that want to do it and be committed to your business. So, guys, I couldn't be more excited about what's going on with Vista and Ambit Energy. Very blessed and proud to be asked to address the sales components of Vista Energy on a Zoom presentation. Kind of blows me away. And let's get out there and let's do what we need to do to build a huge business in Ambit Energy. So back to you, David. We can open up the lines and wish everybody a good night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jeff, for taking time out of your Sunday evening. So God bless you. Let's have a great week. And team, you guys heard it here from one of Ambit Energy's best. I'm super excited for what's to come. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can go ahead and say, wish Jeff Rollins a good night. So God bless you guys. Have a good one.